Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga has referred to the presidential election rerun as a sham and has declared that he will not recognize President Uhuru Kenyatta as the winner. Odinga has vowed to continually push for electoral reforms through protest. With voter turnout reported to be about 40%, President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner after amassing 98.2% of the votes cast in the election rerun held on October 26th. But what is likely to happen amidst the different standpoints of the ruling and opposition parties? I caught up with DW's Crispin Mwakideu and sought his opinion as a concerned, well-informed Kenyan.
It puts the country in a very compromising situation, a very difficult situation, because supporters of both camps will continue to have very differing views about which direction the country should take. So I think it's going to be an interesting thing to see what steps Raila is going to put in place to ensure that he achieves what he wants, and that is to have these electoral reforms and a fresh election in the near future. If there is no legal challenge to President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory, then he will be sworn in as per the constitution. I doubt whether that will, is going to be very, very easy for him, because as we saw also, there were civic society groups that came out and say that the election was completely a sham. It was not properly organized, and it was not, it doesn't have the popular vote. In other words, they did not agree with the credibility of the poll. So that alone says that there are bound to be challenges for President Uhuru Kenyatta. And it's going to be not an easy task for him. Even with this mandate, it's not going to be easy for him to govern the country, because it showed that a majority of the Kenyans did not participate in this election. I think Raila Odinga recognizes that this is his best last chance to become president of Kenya. And so I don't think that he is eager to share power with Uhuru Kenyatta. He wants to prove that he has been the champion of democracy. He's the one who championed for a new constitution. And he wants to prove that he is the one who will bring about a credible electoral process in Kenya. He wants to be remembered for that. Now, it's not going to be easy because, as we know, the president has his supporters, and they believe that the process was fair, and they believe that their candidate won fair and square.
He, however, still seems to want to have his people on the street still to calmly, as he puts it, to show their position to the current results. What do you envisage? Isn't this a cause for concern?
It is a cause for concern. It is very worrying. And I'm not the only one. I think a lot of Kenyans and a lot of observers and those who are interested in Kenya are closely following the developments. Odinga announced after the election that he was going to transform the NASA coalition into a resistance movement. Now, that, of course, is a radical move, because in my opinion, I don't think that Kenya requires a resistance movement. What Kenya needs is a strong opposition party that checks the government, holds it to account. But I don't think we are at that stage where we can say that we, as Kenya, need a resistance movement. Having said that, I think that his supporters are still that, I don't want to use the word fanatical, but they do take very seriously his message, his statements, his rhetoric, and whatever he says, they really, really, believe in it. He has that power. He has that conviction. I don't know how he does it, but he does. And if he calls people to take to the streets, you will still see pockets of protest and violence here and there. But overall, I think most Kenyans are tired. They are tired of the politicking. They are tired of the stalemate. They are tired of this rivalry between Uhuru and Odinga, and they just want to move ahead with their lives.